Welcome to Space Show, Ian.
Thank you, Andrew.
There's a new space group has been formed for those who are interested in space research. What's it called and what's it all about?
Okay, well, we found that there were quite a number of amateur space activities in Australia related to particularly to the OSROC program and the Caratell rocket in Sydney and an amateur satellite program, that we've now got together and formed the Australian Space Research Institute, or ASRI. We find that we've now been recognised by the CSIRO as an official research institute, and we have a board of research directors within it to give direction to the research activities, and we have more funding. That the Space Office and other groups have been forthcoming in funding our activities, so we find it very encouraging. We're very pleased that we're gaining a larger and larger share of the papers at the National Space Engineering Symposia, which are held each year. And I think it's very encouraging that these projects are growing, perhaps at a time when Australia's other space activities are not growing as fast as they should.
Is this group an amateur group or is it a professional body?
Well, it's amateur in the sense that there are no paid people. The people participating are scientists or engineers or other people in space fields or even in other fields, and a lot of the work is done by students, such as engineering students who sometimes do a thesis project, and we're very happy to give them a rocket or a satellite problem that needs solving and give them some guidance during the year to assist in their supervision. And they're generally very happy to present a paper on the subject at the end of the year at the annual OSROC conference. And we even organise for them a trip to Woomera, and they're very delighted to see the facilities there and to learn about some of the perhaps grander achievements in the past that have occurred there.
So you're active in publishing scientific papers and also in helping in space education, but what about active projects, actual hardware? Are you doing anything in those lines there?
Well, we mentioned the Caratell project, which is a second OSROC 1 model, which is about 2.6 metres long and weighs about 26 kilograms. One of those flew successfully in 1989 from Melbourne. The Sydney group's now building, has built most of a second model with an improved recovery system and instrumentation. As well as that, we're rebuilding another OSROC 2 vehicle, which was the subject of a launch campaign at Woomera in October last year. And as most of you would know, that wasn't entirely successful, although we learnt a tremendous amount from it. And everyone who attended learnt a lot about running a launch campaign and the factors involved. Simultaneously with that, there's an ongoing design project for a vehicle called OSROC 3. And that's a rocket which would impress anyone. It's 700 millimetres diameter and about 8 metres long. And it will be capable of ascending about 500 kilometres into space, which incidentally is about as high as the space shuttle can go. Of course, it can't go into orbit, but it's quite an achievement, or it will be an achievement. So there are many students each year involved in designing subsystems of that. And ultimately, the fourth rocket in the program, OSROC 4, which is just a concept at this stage, is based on a cluster of OSROC 3 vehicles, and theoretically that's capable of placing a small satellite into orbit. So if you like, there's a chain of stepping stones going all the way from what has been achieved now to what would be a really meaningful result in the future.
So, okay, you build these rockets and hopefully get them into outer space, but a lot of people would say, well, what's the point of it all? I mean, what are your long-term objectives?
Well, we believe that a major benefit of space activities is that general technical education and improving all of the skills involved in quality manufacturing in Australia. And as well as that, there are normal commercial space activities, although it's very difficult to show that they're commercially successful alone. There's generally conceived to be a national benefit from these activities, which is why many other small nations such as Korea and Indonesia and Brazil are heavily involved in space. So there's been a general disappointment with the decline in funding by the government on space activities, and there's quite a few people who think that it's, who realise that it's great benefit to Australia, and the only way they can be involved is on an amateur basis. And we're very, very pleased to see that it's growing at such a great rate.
And what about satellites? There was an earlier group from which your group developed from, and they had the idea of launching a small amateur satellite, very similar to what the Americans have developed, the MSAT. Is that still a viable project? Is there any interest still in doing that?
Certainly. In fact, that was the subject of four papers at the recent Space Engineering Symposium in Brisbane in September. That's very active at the moment. To actually launch a satellite, it's a bit more difficult to find easy stepping stones along the way. You either do it or you don't. But at least in this way, you can start with a lot of analysis and design. And we find that there are many skills that people in Australia have that can be used to improve the satellites compared to what's been done overseas. For example, in the area of artificial intelligence and distributed control in satellites, we find that most of the failures in satellites are due to central points of failure, central control systems, and a lot of work is being done by a number of people about distributed control systems, say for attitude control and general telemetry systems and power systems. So we think that there's great benefit in pursuing those areas, and ultimately we hope that they can be incorporated in an Australian-made satellite. And I don't think it could be launched on Osrock 4. It would probably be a little bit big, so we'd probably buy a launch from something like Ariane.
Is the Institute looking for only professional people to be involved in this, or can a committed amateur get into this? You know, say one of our listeners listening really sounds like this is their thing. They really want to get into either making rockets or building parts for satellites. Should they contact you, or is it just a closed shop?
It's a very, very open shop, in fact. We're always welcoming new people, and unfortunately people also drop out, particularly in this employment climate. We find that when an employer demands a lot of someone, they generally have to give all their time, and so a few people don't have time to do as much as they'd like. So we're always welcoming people of all levels. We find that there's great success in perhaps people with some experience working with people with more time available or with specialist areas. For example, in Sydney, at the moment we're looking for someone who knows a bit about machining grooves for O-rings. That's one area where we had a person involved who's no longer able to help, and they don't have to know about physics and rockets and telemetry and all that, but they can work with the other people, and it's a combined effort, and we generally find it works very well.
So someone who's interested, how do they get hold of you?
Well, we're active in Melbourne and Sydney and Adelaide and Brisbane in particular at the moment. So the simplest thing is if your listeners phone this radio show on Southern FM on 55 33 883.
Okay, we'll repeat that later on. So 55 33 883, and we'll put you in contact with Ian. Well, Ian, thanks for joining us tonight on the Space Show.
Thank you, Andrew.